And welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Well, friends, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you, and he loves you even when you don't love him. And he loves you even when you're walking away from him. So, Lord, I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness this day to preach your word. That, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said, Amen. Right. From these scriptures we'll see what God's nature is like and what he thinks of you. We go to Exodus 34:6. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness. 1 Chronicles 16:34, I'll give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. In Ezra 3, and they sang responsively praises and giving thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And in Psalm 25, good and upright is the Lord. Psalm 34, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 145:9. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy, his tender mercies, are over all his works. Mark 10:18. No one is good but one, that is God. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. Well, knowing a good God, this is the message here. Goodness refers to God's excellence and his attitude of benevolent grace towards all. When I say God is good, I mean he is gracious. I mean he is merciful. When I say God is good, I'm talking about his perfection and his excellence. The one central concept that jumps out, it seems that God's goodness conveys his generosity. God's quality of goodness means far more than generosity, but it certainly includes his infinite generous attitude towards us. By nature, he longs to bring blessings and joy to all his creatures. Jesus said in Matthew 7:11, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him?" Think of the greatest pleasure you've ever felt in doing something for someone else, and multiply that by billions. That is the heart of our Father in heaven. It is his delight to do good for all who are his. God's goodness is his very nature. He is abundantly good. His goodness overflows. We see in Luke 15, Jesus talked about the prodigal son. The correct title is the prodigal father. The word prodigal is a word that literally means lavish, uninhibited, almost wasteful. It is giving the real prodigal in this. The real prodigal in this story is not the boy who ran away and spent all his money in riotous living. It was the father who never stopped loving him, who waited every day for him to come home, and whom, when he came home as a returning rebel, he threw out a glad hand of welcome and put a feast second to none. In a lavish, loving way, that father said, "Welcome home, boy." He was a prodigal father. When I tell you that God is good, I'm telling you that we have a prodigal father who loves to lavish his children all the blessings that flow from the treasures of his grace. Oh, what a good father we have in heaven. Friend, this entire message has been that God loves you. He always has and he always will. There's a free gift of eternal salvation that's being offered. That choice is yours, friends. The gift only you can receive. It's a decision you've got to make. At this very moment, Christ stands at the door of your heart and waits for him to invite you in. We see in Romans 10:9-13 that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So will you pray with me? Just follow me along in this simple prayer. Follow me along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church. Remember, you are unique. God has given everyone a purpose so we can reach our destiny. You have a purpose and there's a calling over your life. Remember Psalm 103:12. He has redeemed our sins as far as the east is from the west. In other words, he has removed your sins as far as the east is from the west. Friend, your past has passed away. You are forgiven. You are redeemed. You are free from all condemnation. May you understand who you are in God's kingdom and have the power to be victorious over all things. Amen. Okay, the word for today comes from Genesis 27:35. It says, "Your brother was here and tricked me and has carried away your blessing." Well, the message here, guard your blessing. Esau was the firstborn son of Jacob and knew he would receive his father's highest blessing, which included inheritance as well as being the leader of the family clan. But his twin brother Isaac deceived their father into giving him the valuable blessing. Esau took the blessing for granted until it was carried away by his brother. Friends, sometimes we let other people carry away a blessing. We let what they say about us their disapproval and discouraging words. Keep us from who we're meant to be. You got to put your foot down and say, oh, I'm not going to let people talk me out of my dreams or let a co-worker make me feel inferior as though I am not good enough. I'm not going to let a coach, a teacher, or a counsellor talk me into living an average, mediocre, get-by life. Friends, you have seeds of greatness. You are destined to make your mark in this generation. Don't let anyone carry away your blessings. And so from my prayer for you today is that, Father, thank you for blessing them, their gifts and their talents that you have given them. Thank you for calling them to stir up the gifts as they develop them and use them well for your glory. I pray they will guard what you have given them and walk in your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, this part of the message, we are going to pray for the sick. God's power to deliver his people from sickness, disease, and infirmity. See, healing is more than God's will. It is his provision. The price for your healing was paid at Calvary. It is part of your redemption. 1 Kings 18:21. Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you stay between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people did not say a word. See, friends, Elijah's call to choose sides rings into our hearts today. No place in the Word of God is your room for a middle-of-the-road position. God is a God who heals. He is a supernatural God. Psalm 30, verse 2. O Lord my God, I cried to you and you healed me. The Lord who is loving and compassionate is always listening for the cries of his people. When we pray in faith, recognizing and trusting him as healer, he is faithful to hear and answer. He releases his healing power, making a way for us to receive our healing. Psalm 89:34. My covenant I will not violate, nor alter the word that has gone from my lips. Psalm 103:25. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit of destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. See, friends, the same verse in 3 shows that God who forgives all sins also heals all our diseases. This benefit of divine healing reflects God's heart in his willingness and desire that we be healed and whole. If we are redeemed from sin, then we are redeemed from the effects of sin, which includes sickness. So do not forget, he heals all your diseases. Galatians 3:13, Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law by being made a curse for us. See, friends, the curse includes fever, inflammation, severe burning fever, and any sickness, including any virus. Matthew 8:14 and 15, when Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever or a virus. He touched her hand, and the fever or the virus left her, and she rose and served them. See, friends, when Jesus found Peter's mother, his mother-in-law, in bed with this virus, he touched her. This was a violation of Jewish tradition, which viewed the virus as a symptom of some deeper spiritual condition. The Jews marveled because the touch did not defile the healer, which was Jesus, but healed the defiler, which was Peter's mother-in-law. We see in Romans 8:2, because through Jesus Christ, the law of the Spirit in me has made me free from the law of sin and death. There's a testimony here. from a doctor, Dr. David Tan Boon Chi from Singapore, and he says this: a girl who developed poliomyelitis, which is a virus, in her early years and had gone through a series of orthopedic operations on her legs, both of which were affected. Even after the operation, she walked with her right foot in a flexed position, as her right was shorter. The position of her right foot was in vicarious position. While praying for her, the right leg grew to the same length as her left leg, and suddenly I found her ankle pliable, and I was able to reduce the foot into its proper position. Because of this, she is now able to walk normally. That was a testimony from Dr. David Tan Boon. See, friends, it is the Holy Spirit who sets us free from the law of sin and death. He is contagious goodness. The Holy Spirit sets you free from fever, inflammation, severe burning fever, virus, or any sickness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Psalm 107, 19 and 20, Lord, help, they cried in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent his word and healed them, snatching them from the door of death. Jeremiah 30, 17, behold, I will bring health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. Friends, loved one, the Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel. He's the power, the anointing. He is the demonstrator of God's word. He is contagious goodness. Sick bodies are healed. Yokes of bondage are destroyed. Demons come out of people. Real, genuine, authentic miracles happen. Supernatural refreshing is experienced. Jesus Christ is exalted and glorified. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. Lay your hand on that part of the body that needs a touch from the Lord as I begin to pray. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Holy Spirit who lives in you. Right, as I begin to pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, pains and heart problems, blood, in the name of Jesus, I curse this condition. I break it off you this day. I break your power. I command you to leave them, loose them and set them free. Be healed and made whole. Let the anointing of heaven, Lord, let the anointing of heaven fill them by the power of the blood of Jesus. Give them a creative miracle, Lord, that they have longed for into every single cell and tissue that's been damaged or malfunctioning. I command, be healed and made whole. Fill their hearts, Lord, with your goodness. Fill them, Lord, with your anointing. Those who've got neck, back, and spine and joints and pains, or out of joint, whatever it is, I bind and break this infirmity. I command you to loose them now and set them free. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle of healing. A miracle of healing. Be healed. Let the fire of heaven burn out every single trace that's not of you, Lord Jesus Christ, through their body. Let the anointing of heaven, let the creative miracle begin right now. Give them a miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. And cancers and tumors and growths, just like Jesus cursed the fig tree at the roots, I curse cancer at the roots, and I command you to wither and dry up from the roots. Every cancer cell in that body, die. I loose the touch of heaven through these bodies. Let the fire of God burn out every trace of cancer. Burn it out, Lord. Burn it out of the body. Be healed and made whole by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and fill their heart with your goodness. Fill them with hope, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. And broken emotions, I break the power of the broken emotions. Be healed and made whole by the power of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated. Your shalom has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted. Every burden and yoke is destroyed. because, Lord, you are our strength, our song, and we magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Well, friends, divine healing can be instantaneous, we heard that today, but can also be progressive, where it unfolds over a period of time. I've given the testimony before about my own father, who was in incredible pain through lung cancer, and the pain went on, but the next morning it was gone. Sometimes it might take a long, but it was gone. He was healed of it. So, friends, remember, the Bible says that believe you received and you will have. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. A neurologist was saying that 80% of all sicknesses come from emotions. We've got to forgive, Lord. Not because the other party was right. It's for your sake you've got to forgive them, because your healing is at stake. Maintain a good confession. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. And do not let fear come upon you. It says 120 or 30 times that fear not. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. And God heals so he can reveal his glory. So give a testimony. Go and tell what great things the Lord has done for you. So my final prayer for you is this. Today's blessing is this. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Go forth as a shining light for those around you who walk in darkness. Be a vessel of hope to people who are absolutely hopeless. May the Lord give you supernatural word in due season that will save souls who would otherwise be eternally lost. May the burden of your life become the love of the Lord. Be your brother's keeper to have a better family, a better church, and a better nation. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Shalom. Amen.
Honor on Calvary's mount outpoured. Thank you.